Real Radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Hope everybody had a great day. Another beautiful day out.
Gorgeous day.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. My partner Scott sitting across from me today.
Good afternoon. How you doing, buddy? I'm great. Beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day out there. Steen here. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700thechamp and at Steen on Sports. At Scott Brower underscore 13 and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Is that right?
Happy Hour underscore. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Boom.
Wow, it's been a while since I had
to know
about that. So, yeah.
Facebook is at 1700thechamp. The website's 1700thechamp.com. I'm going to take a second here to introduce our sponsors of the show, and we'll talk more about them as we move along. DeMoss, Des Moines Orthopedic Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group. I think I hit all of them there.
Yes, sir.
And we will talk much more about them as we move along. Be here today. I am off tomorrow. Have a work function tomorrow.
Yeah, we talked about that on Tuesday. It's beautiful today, beautiful yesterday, decent tomorrow. So why not take the camper out because it's going to rain on Saturday. But again.
Where are you taking it to this time?
New place, never been to in my life. We've gone to Spring Brook before, but right. We're going to a place called Spring Lake.
Ooh.
So it's.
I went to Spring Brook as a kid too.
Yeah. Like I said, we've had that discussion over a few beverages before that there may be a time that you bullied me in my childhood. If we are at the same campgrounds, but, you know, that's this.
Wrong.
You're soft.
Wrong.
You're soft now, Steen. You're soft now.
Wrong. Never bully anybody.
Heavens no, I wasn't playing basketball.
Biggest story of the day. I will let you tell the audience what you think the biggest story of the day is today.
Oh, I have a whole list of things, but obviously it's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Fitzmagic.
I was listening to, I had a road trip over to the Quad Cities today, so lots of time to listen to the radio and see the beautiful sun, but a lot of different people talked about him today and some of the stuff that you go through that, you know, yes, number one, he's from Harvard. Number two, he has seven kids. Yeah. But then you look at it that he played for nine teams.
Yeah,
you know, we only got one game in with the Washington. It wasn't the Commanders yet, and it wasn't the Redskins. It was the
Washington football team.
There you go. The most generic thing. But the favorite stat that I heard throughout the day and actually read on too, he's the only player in the NFL to throw an interception and a touchdown with eight different teams.
That's crazy.
And he's supposed to be going to Amazon to do the Thursday night gig next year.
And he'll be outstanding because he is both funny, vastly intelligent, and, you know, actually really understands the game.
Right. And he's the cool thing is he's a personality.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's not just
him, his chest hair.
Where does the beard stop and the chest hair begin? Exactly. The Tampa Bay years. That was good
stuff. He is the NFL's Conor McGregor because they look exactly the same.
He'd rack up, I know as when he was with the Dolphins, he'd rack up 500 yards one week and throw six interceptions the next.
Yeah. So. I mean, he could have great quarters and, he could have a great first quarter and a horrible second quarter.
Oh yeah,
he could have half a good third quarter and throw three picks before the quarter was over.
And that's the thing is if you were a football fan because you'd see every aspect of the game.
Yeah, you wanted him to be a backup. Number one, because everybody that he backed up, he was also really good to. That is not a typical journeyman quarterback that had started in his career. They usually are owly, grouchy, and don't want to back. I'm nobody's backup.
Well, and see,
I'm nobody's backup.
You know, he was just there to do his part. I mean, the funny thing is his last year was a one-year contract, $10 million.
Yeah.
It was his ninth team, and it's like, okay, I'll do it one more time.
One more time, $10 million, and I'll stand here.
Well, and he's it, it was uh, Business finance was his degree from Harvard. So, I mean, he could have taken half that money from last year, I'm sure, parlayed it into something. But, yeah, he's going to be fine.
Very interesting. At the same time that he retired, Frank Gore is retiring as well.
Yep.
He is going to San Francisco, going to sign for a day and retire. I think he's going to do that tomorrow.
Yep.
Frank Gore is one of those running backs that he had a great start and horrific injury where, I mean, his knee was badly blown up and came back and still had a great career. There'd be a lot of people that love to have Frank Gore's career.
Right.
Frank Gore would like to see what his career would have been with being healthy. And that was a time, I think Frank Gore, I think a lot of these guys, I think of oh my gosh, Marcus Allen, Tony Dorsett, all these guys would love to be in the NFL now. I get most of my dollars because I'm catching the ball out of the backfield and I get to run the ball 10 to 15 times. And I have another guy on the team that's going to run 10 to 15 times. And we both still make more money than what we made. You know, I mean, running back, they learned their lesson, right? And the NFL goes back and forth all the time. And they have to. Number one position is quarterback. Didn't used to be that because I don't think they thought they needed, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers didn't need a quarterback to win. They had a quarterback in Terry Bradshaw that helped them win games when some of the other things didn't happen. Nowadays, if you don't have a quarterback, you can't win in the league. There's no team in the NFL in the last couple of years that didn't have at least a 65 to 70% a quarterback that could be over 500. I mean, it's just the way the league has gone. And the league has gone the other way. Now, you don't need to pay running backs millions of dollars. Running backs don't get chosen in the first round. I mean, that's the way the league has gone. Now, how do you make a lot of money? Be a wide receiver or be an offensive lineman or be a defensive lineman.
Right.
Those are your spots now. It's funny how they move around.
So when you think of Frank Gore, do you think of his 49er years, his Colts years?
I a little bit of both. I think that's the two things that you do remember.
Because, I mean, he was 49ers for 9 years.
Yep.
Colts for two, Miami for one, Bills for one, and Jets for one.
Yep.
Obviously, the Miami-Buffalo and Jets deal, I think, was the, how do I say this, the name on the back of the jersey.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there was hope. There was, maybe he can teach some things.
That's what they brought him in for, to help teach. And not, the funny thing with him is, it wasn't just teaching, especially with the New York Jets last year, who started to improve by the end of the year. He also had a relationship with Robert Saleh from San Francisco. It wasn't just teaching another running back. It was teaching wide receivers how to block. It was teaching linemen how they actually should get off the ball and how they should push and where they should go and what a 21 dive metro actually meant. And that is, he is another one of those. That's why I compare him to Fitzpatrick so much. Another one of those very smart football players that got to play a long time because they were willing to give their time to other people in the organization. So when they started to get older, the teams didn't just cut them because of what they could do in the locker room. And
oh, absolutely.
That's kind of cool for those two.
I know the discussion between the two announcing retirement today, almost a unanimous, everyone's speaking of Frank Gore as a Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Through the list.
Right. He's
probably not. No.
Fitzpatrick
but he don't care.
That's a lot of money from someone who graduated from Harvard and he was a quarterback at Harvard.
Yes.
I think he's probably.
And he's also what, last year during the Bills playoffs in sub-zero temperature sitting in the fans shirtless. So that's Fitzmagic right
he's,
there for
he's,
you.
He is that guy. In some sadder news, Marion Barber, who was an NFL running back, Minnesota Golden Gopher, was a Cowboy, and a couple others passed away today. I think a little bit of darkness surrounding, but not positive yet. I don't think they know, he was kind of that. I mean, he was a really good running back. He was with the Minnesota Golden Gophers, and I can't, I'm trying to remember the other guy's name, but they were kind of, they did, it was a two-back system, and they were both really, really good and had a good career and kind of disappeared a little bit, and that's probably not a good thing. You know, one of the issues that the NFL has sometimes, and they're trying to be better. I really think they're trying to be better, and I think that's changed with ownerships have changed. People are more understanding in these ownership groups. Players union, I think, has changed. And, you know, even the league to a certain extent has changed. Understanding that you can't have. Now, it took some bad things. It took Junior Seau saying right before he died, I'm taking my life so people can see what my brain is doing so we can try to help people, because the NFL had ignored that kind of stigma, and they've done much more with that now. Even some other ones. Jim McMahon happens to be one. And I know that everybody in the world has different ideas about marijuana. Jim McMahon was almost had to stay in his house because he had pain in his brain so bad with light.
Mm-hmm.
And he has worked his way through with some different medications, but with medical marijuana as well, or probably not even medical marijuana, but, and now he's out playing golf tournaments again, doing all, I mean, we have to figure, the NFL has to figure out something that they can try to help more people than what they were. And I think they're doing that. I think they're learning that. You can't be a hundred of billion dollar right. corporation and not take care of your employees.
Well, and see, the thing with that also, I think there's an angle. Yes, we look at it from that standpoint of the obvious things that are happening now with you know, trying to figure out the brain injury aspect.
Right.
Of it. But it's also, the NFL isn't as bad as what they were, to me, 70s, 80s.
Well, yeah. How Terry Bradshaw still can talk on TV, I have no idea.
No. I'm not saying the game is. I'm saying the way that the players are treated, because, I mean, it was when you are done producing.
You're done.
You are cast away. Not hey, we're going to put you up in an advisory role in this, and we're going to take care of you, appreciate everything you did. When production was done, you gone.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, and that would get on your psyche in a heartbeat. You've been needed, wanted, put on the pedestal the entire time, production is done, you're cast away. That would go towards that mental aspect as well.
I agree. One that really pops into my mind, Steve McMichael, 275-pound lineman, just a bad man.
Yeah.
A bad man. And he is 128 pounds laying in a hospital bed in his house. And if it wasn't for some of his ex-teammates and some of the other, his wife and children would have no money because of medical expenses. Once again, when you have $100 billion or more corporation, you have to take care of your people. It doesn't matter if they played 6 weeks or 16 years. Right. You need to take care of them.
I think there's been a lot of changes with the players union to address that as well. I mean, it's not... It hasn't been, oh, hey, we fixed it. It's they're constantly trying to be changed.
And then they've done that. They've done that with practice time and how many days you have to be in pads and how many, you know, it's all of those things.
Right.
And, you know, thankfully, places like that, you know, when you have changes in leadership and all that, it works its way out. So, I have a bunch of things today. I have the golf match last night. I don't know if you watched any of it. I watched bits and pieces of it.
It was
not a ton.
Occupied.
Ryan Day kind of hit the headlines today. We'll talk a little bit about that. I spent a lot of time yesterday on it was one of those days. Golfed yesterday at Briarwood out in the sun.
How many houses did you hit?
I didn't hit any.
Are you telling me you played really good Gary golf again?
I didn't hit as good of shots as I've been hitting, but I didn't hit any bad shots.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I've taken out of the equation is the bad shots.
Did you bring home any hardware there with your team?
We actually were right in the middle. We had, there were.
So you missed First place, third flight, but you weren't good enough for third place, second flight.
Exactly.
We do that all the time.
And it has, see, so this was the chamber one, and so one of the things that's always at the chamber is the amount of, I don't even know what they call them. To do your shot over again.
Oh, mulligans.
Mulligans.
Yeah.
You know, that's, it's, you're donating to the chamber. So they buy like 50 mulligans.
Right.
Well, I mean, I could shoot 19 under if I got 50 right. mulligans. I mean, it wasn't that many, but no, we had a ton of fun.
You had a beautiful day.
We went with a representative from Baker Group and we had a blast. Oh, it was gorgeous.
Very nice.
You know, just kind of a little chilly in the morning because we teed off at 8:15, I think.
A little
chilly.
The morning.
A little dew out there.
I was going to say, the Tito's and cranberry was good at 8:30.
They had, my first was a margarita mix from Northwest Bank. We started on Northwest Bank's, we started on 17.
They were surfing margaritas at 8 in the morning. That's awesome.
Bloody Marys were plentiful. It was a fun time. So Ryan Day's in there that I have. Oh, yesterday I was gonna. So Brian Kelly comes out yesterday and says, "Yeah, you know, these college athletes are gonna get to a point where we're gonna call them employees, and then we can fire them and we can trade them." And I'm like, "Okay, you guys are so much idiots that I can't even. It's not even fun for me to make fun of you.
No.
I mean, my goodness. So." We still got a ton to talk about.
Yeah.
You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. 5 o'clock hour. Mr. Andrew's coming in, and we're going to do an in-depth NBA look around.
Good.
See what's going on.
Excited.
So that'll be a ton of fun. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic. Connect with Steen on sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. Hope everybody had a great day today. Drive home safely. Short week with having Monday off. I also have a work function tomorrow, so we'll be listening to Maggie and Pearl tomorrow. Then next week,
Perloff, is
next week Doug Mayo?
It's the 10th. Next Friday. Doug Mayo, yes.
Yeah. So we'll be at a golf tournament next Friday as well. So,
yep. And then we're supposed to do Breakfast Club the Friday after that.
Yes.
Which got moved to
TCI.
So that course destroys me.
And my Cody and my Kenny Jr. cross wires on and it was like us having four tee times or somebody taking up the whole entire day.
Oh.
We got pushed to the side. I'm like, guys, it's okay.
We'll
figure it out. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Very happy to be here. Scotty, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Good.
Hitting on all cylinders. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, there we go. So you out driving today, and we'll talk a little bit about that. I want to talk a little bit about sports talk, so that'll be kind of cool. You can check us
listen to a lot of it.
There you go. You can check us out on happyhour_SS. That's for us Happy Hour Sports fans out there. Steen on Sports at Scott Brower _13 and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well, and the website is 1700thechamp.com. This segment will be brought to you by Woodman Controls. It is a top-notch building control company making it easier to manage your HVAC systems, your lighting systems, any kind of system that you have. It'll be automated. You can get it from any of your preferred computer devices, and it makes taking care of your systems. You can do it from your home. You can do it from your car. You can do it for if you're there. You also, right now, you can go to Woodman Controls and go on to see careers. And they are looking for people in business development, project management, field technicians, or service technicians. You can give them a call, 515-964-0904, or go to woodmancontrols.com. and see if they have something and a job that you think that you can do. It's a really good company to work for, and happy to have them be a sponsor of the show. So, you said the magic words right before we did that. I watched a little bit of Stephen. I listened to a little bit of Stephen A. this morning because he was talking to J.J. Redick.
Yep.
I love J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick is very calm, cool, collected, Duke grad, just a really smart dude. But he has an arrogant side to him, too. And he just beats up Stephen A. Stephen right. A. thinks if I yell long enough and I yell loud enough that I win. And J.J. just lets him go and then just goes, well, you're wrong here, you're wrong there, you're wrong here. And here's what the right – and you know, I've given up.
Well, then that's – like I said, I did my Bob and Tom thing this morning, but as I was driving west to the Quad Cities, and then I flipped over Dan Patrick Show. Always love those guys. Interesting take between entertainment and sports, if you will.
Yeah, I like Dan. Dan Patrick is the.
I know, and it's I'm not even talking about guys that are
Mount Everest, right?
Yeah, that are affiliated with our, you know,
Bob and Tom.
Yeah, Bob and Tom is on KGGO. But anyway, Dan Patrick's always a good one to get. Yes, I like Colin Cowherd. But when I had to switch over to satellite, I went from Dan Patrick. I was trying to find Cowherd, and then ended up going to Rich Eisen.
Love Rich Eisen.
But before I found Rich Eisen, it was first take was, and I seriously, it was 30 seconds, and I about rolled my eyes in the back of my head and jerked into a bridge. But
you can't do it. Rich Eisen is really, really good. And Dan Patrick is so far up there. He's just so smooth. And, I mean, he's getting to a point where he's getting up in age that,
right.
I mean, but he's also doing it from a location that's three blocks from his house,
right.
and you know, he still has his guys. So
the man cave, it's like Bristol, Connecticut or whatever.
Yeah, well, they're outside of that now. Right. But that was Perloff was...
The one before, it was Maggie and Perloff.
Right,
was
it Dan Patrick, he was...
McLovin, yeah. Who's a former Danette, as they call it.
He was a Danette, and he's another one of those Ivy League guys. I think the Maggie and Pearl show is a great lead into the show because we actually talk about the same.
No, you can say it. The fact that somebody who is nationally syndicated says Steen on Sports, and you're like,
yeah, it's kind of cool. It is kind of cool when I hear. I actually have one taped and saved that with Jim Rome doing it two or three times. Yeah, which is kind of, and I'm not even saying
epic.
I get Jim Rome to me is the same as Stephen A. Smith. He just does it in a different way.
Right.
He, instead of shouting at the top of his things, he just gives that, you know, he gives the Jim Rome-isms, right. You know.
Very much so. There was a time I listened to Rome like clockwork. But again, there's so many different shows.
Yeah.
Because, see, I cut my teeth more on when sports radio was Dan Patrick and Rob Dibble.
Right. And the Nasty Boy.
The Nasty Boy. And those guys were great.
And when they had Sean Salisbury on. And then Sean Salisbury went through some issues. And he is now his syndicated show is like third or fourth right behind Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee used to be the lead into my show, and having Pat McAfee see I have a tape of that one too.
But okay, but generationally,
he wanted to be able to swear.
He wanted to be unbridled. He wanted to, I don't have to answer to someone else. My numbers are my numbers. Here's what I'm going to do because they love me.
And that's what Dan did. And that's what Rich Eisen did. And, right. and you know, that's really cool, but it's fun to do that. My question to you is why Bob and Tom? Because Bob and Tom is a part of it's KGGO.
Why do I have to start my day with Bob and Tom?
Yes.
Because good Lord, I started when Bob and Tom, were they on 98.3? I think a long, long time ago, but I mean, it was when it was Bob and Tom. It's like 90. Oh, good Lord. Cassandra was born in 90. So it was like 90, 94, 95, somewhere in there.
Right.
I mean, I just thought it was hilarious. I mean, the
it's been a long time. They've been on the a song, long
the,
time.
Yeah, the songs,
man,
you know.
Tom.
Well, but I mean the innuendos that they do in their songs, stuff like that. Just the sheer the characters, the Christy Lee, the Chick McGee, how Chick beats up on him, how it's evolved into now where it's Tom with his son Willie is actually on the show. I remember listening when Willie was six and making fun of Chick. I mean, but it's mindless, stupid. Get your day going. They throw in a few good things here and there, but I mean, Chick McGee just makes me laugh. Sorry.
See, now I agree, and I turn them in. I turn them on as well, and it's just fun. That's fun radio. It's just I listen to it and it makes you giggle.
Well,
and you're like, yeah, I'm four. Yes.
Yes. Exactly. It's the one that cracks me up. Their in-house guy that is always there. Not Pat. Patty. Oh, good gosh. He's the magician. He's always makes up a song from a story, all these different things. And the constant thing is, did you get that guitar back? Nah, it's in hock for one more week. I mean, these guys are on a nationally syndicated show, and this guy is serious. No, made a car payment. Don't get the guitar back for another 10 days. And I'm like, wow.
Yes.
So that's what we know. There's a lot of money in radio, right, Gary?
Yeah, tons. Tons of money. One of the big things I talked about yesterday is the cover of Madden this year.
Oh, yeah.
Is going to be John Madden.
Yep.
And I said on the show yesterday, that should be it. From now on, Madden football should just have John. Different
years, yeah.
Of just John Madden. Right. Because Madden football is not Madden football without John Madden. I don't need to see.
The problem is the kids are going, who's the old guy on there?
Exactly. But for the majority of the people, they also don't buy the game because of the athlete that's on there. So you might as well put the namesake on.
Well, and the athletes don't like to be on there because it's
bad luck.
It's the curse of the Madden cover.
Yeah. So that was one of those that.
I thought when I heard that too, I thought that was appropriate. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I just think that is the way it should be. I don't know how much, let's just do this really quick. I don't know how much, I barely watched any of the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard jury or whatever the world that was. The simple fact that some of the things that were said in there and that gal now has to pay him $15 million. I'm like, where are these people at? I'm like,
I'm sorry. It's I've got to figure out a way because when I click on my browser, it needs to go, not to say anything, but it needs to go to Google because it has nothing else. It just has the browser bar so you can search and go to something work-related. Right now, I can't get it off default of MSN. And every day, the first thing was, here's where we are in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. And it was something about, she said he had a jar of cocaine or something like that and went straight into, I've got a jar of debt. And I mean, and next thing you know, you're like, oh man, I just wasted 7 minutes of my day.
Yeah, it's like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh my Lord. It's so, yeah, there are some attributes of what was brought forward of, wow.
Yeah. If that was their life and that was their, wow. You're like, whoa,
that's some
everyday
eccentric things and what a life.
Scott and I will both say, Bridget and Jennifer, we love you very
much.
Thank
you. Yes. And I will not bring home a job.
Yes. The other that, quickly I talked about yesterday. So Dustin Johnson's getting kind of whacked over the head a little bit.
A little bit.
And the really funny thing about it is if you've watched Dustin Johnson play, and if you've seen his life and everything, he's a family guy. His brother's on the bag with him. His family travels with them. He fits right in with the Gretzky's. The same type of thing. Okay, so in the PGA Tour so far, in winnings in his career in the PGA, he's won like $31 million. They offered him $125 million just to play in the league. Not if he wins a tournament, just to play.
It was 100 guaranteed.
Yeah, $125 million guaranteed.
Oh, I'd only heard 100, yep, but gee.
Guaranteed.
Muddle through it.
And he's like, I'm getting ready to start a family. I don't want to do 40 tournaments, and I don't want to have to do this tournament so I can qualify for that tournament. And people want to rip. Dude is a single, what's the word I'm looking for? He's a contractor.
Right.
That's what he is. He's not an employee of the PGA. He's contractor.
He's an independent contractor.
He's an independent, thank you. Yes. He's an independent contractor.
I see what you're saying.
And
here's
so
the deal.
What?
Is he a rudder of the PGA? Do you go, oh,
no,
he's on, I better watch him.
He is when he's good.
Yeah.
He is amazing to watch play golf because he's a tall dude and man, he can hit shots.
Right. But he's in that list of the 12 to 15 guys that you go, oh, there he is. Wonder how he's going to do.
Exactly. And everybody thought after everything that Tiger went through and all the great. And then all the, oh my God, I can't believe he was doing all this stuff.
Right.
The PGA still revolves around Tiger. He hasn't played enough. I mean,
right.
Rory McIlroy is going to play a little bit in the PGA, but he's going to play in that too. He's starting a family. He lives in Florida now. He doesn't want to spend all of his time having to go play Memphis.
Two different angles on this.
Okay.
All right. So, and with that being said, Tiger is still a major rudder of the PGA, even though he's not as valuable. But you know what? Even though he's exiled, Phil is still a conversation to the PGA. So, I mean, they're using him as one's positive reinforcement, one's a negative reinforcement to make sure there's relevance and talk about PGA.
And the reason people were going to go to this LIV was Phil Mickelson until all the stuff came out about his gambling and Bone saying he didn't get paid. And then that talk about karma, you know. And I have always, I've told you this story too many times, that I've always been a Tiger guy. But Phil was starting to wear. I mean, I was starting to go, got skinny, drinking coffee, doing Phil things and getting along with the crowd. And then you hear that he's stiff in casinos and he's stiff in his caddy and he's doing all this stuff. Tiger never came out.
He had a good, someone that does your personal appearances, a promotional, stuff
really
like that.
Good person.
Really good PR person, right? Not so much a financial advisor.
No, Tiger never came out and said, hey, I want to be your friend. I want to be a great guy. You're going to love me because I am the best damn golfer in the world, and that's what I do.
Right.
And he takes that as I'm a contractor, and as a contractor, all I want to do, if I don't win, I don't like it. Coming in fifth and getting five isn't like coming in first, getting 25. And I just want to, that's all I want. And you guys can do what you want. And you know, he had an ebb and flow in his career too, where people, and then when he, you know,
we've talked about this. I was not a Tiger fan.
No. But are you a Tiger fan now? When you saw him playing golf with Charlie,
yes.
Did you go, oh my God, he actually is a person.
Yes.
And he's gone through the same trials and tribulations that we did. Now they're just out in.
I think he went through a few more trials and tribulations than we did. But anyway, but no, it's. I don't have such a disdain to watch him because it was everybody just, oh my God, he's all these different things. Yes, he is really, really talented at what he did. But no, I actually enjoy watching and listening to the story of Tiger now.
Yeah, as much as I love Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and I love all those guys. There's never been anybody that's done for golf what Tiger Woods done for golf.
And the funny thing about the was it LIV, you know, because that's what we say it was. It's the Roman numeral for 54, which is blah blah blah. Anyway, so with that being said, there's people saying, well, this is a fad. When the money runs out, don't worry about it. The money will never
it's
run
Saudi
out.
Saudi Arabia, folks.
Exactly. They could do this.
They don't
and
even
have
to print
guys.
Money. I think money just falls to
yes,
them.
They could have all these guys hired, guarantee $100 million to everybody, and have two guys watch it. The money will never run out.
And they can just go, ha ha, look what we did to the PGA Tour. That's all they want to do.
Exactly.
And money talks with these guys because
it does.
They're contractors.
There you go.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. It's my partner, Scott, right there. We will be back in about 4 minutes. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM.
In Des Moines, you're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. It is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. My partner Scott sitting across from me. How you doing, Bob?
Doing good, bud.
Good. Steen here, and you can check us out on Twitter at 1700thechamp, at Steen on Sports, at ScottBrower_13, or at HappyHour_SS. This segment will be brought to you by the Iowa Cubs. The Iowa Cubs are a AAA minor league baseball team in Des Moines, Iowa. They play at Principal Park, downtown Des Moines.
Sec Taylor Field.
It will always be
Sec Taylor.
See, it should be Sec Taylor Field at Principal Park would be the perfect part of it.
There you go.
We usually have a weekly segment with Randy Wehofer, but since it was a holiday week, we didn't. So I'll kind of... This is why I'm kind of doing them a little bit. He's the VP assistant general manager, President Sam Burnaby. Sue Tollefson is the CFO. Single game tickets, you can call them at 515-243-6111. There's season tickets available. Their new addition is Betfred Sports Lounge. $400 gets you a table and four chairs and seating outside as well, and unlimited chips and chips, salsa and dip, and beer and pop.
And peanuts? Can I get peanuts?
I don't know. It didn't say that. But
do they still have the Bud Zone then? Because they had the tables where they were like,
still have the Bud Zone too.
Okay,
so that's up in that
up
end. So the Betfred took over where the other was. So
the Cub Club.
Yep.
Right.
And even if you don't want to spend the $400, you can still go. You can purchase tickets in there to get beer, and then you can play. They have a whole bunch of games outside that you can play as well while you're watching.
Okay, so it's still walk in.
But if you think about that, so $400, so that's tickets. So let's say tickets are pretty good seats, and you're
is it all the beer I can drink?
Yep, all the beer you can eat, drink, all the chips and stuff.
Well,
and
we
you can
are
order
money
other.
Ahead, my
yep.
friend.
That's what I thought too. I didn't think that was a bad deal at all. What else do I have here? It says includes bottomless beers, water, soda, popcorn, chips, and dips. So. And you can go. It is paper, moneyless, paperless. What do you call it? It's
cashless.
Cashless. There we go.
There you go.
You can go up. You can go online. You can pick where you want your tickets to be. It's just fun. I mean, it's already a great time.
Well,
it's a great stadium.
I was worried about the whole cashless thing. I'm like, this is going to be cumbersome stuff. They got it set up with a different, opposed to a credit card reader. It's in front of you. You can do 11%, 14%. I mean, an 18%. You can do this quick tip, boom, you're in and out.
Yep. It is really cool. Randy Weyhofer is a gentleman's gentleman and a good friend. So I appreciate the Iowa Cubs and all they do. It is one of the best stadiums. They're going to continue to make it a great stadium, and it's a lot of fun.
So speaking of baseball, the Burlington Bees, which my youngest plays for, had their opener last night. Family, Grandpa. Hi, Grandpa.
Grandpa.
And
Bridget.
And JoJo and Ethan and Scott all went over for the opening. There was fireworks afterward. It was amazing. I mean,
it's a cool place.
The beers are only $4.50.
Yeah,
I heard.
It's a cool place to play, man.
Brandon started left field. They ended up winning 15-5.
Nice.
There was a mercy rule, which I was surprised because it was seventh inning, and it was actually it was a walk off. I forget the kid's name, but he actually hit the cycle.
Really?
So for a grand slam to hit the mercy rule and end the game. It just started raining, but they got the fireworks in. So
awesome.
Looking forward to go over there and watching some baseball.
Good deal. Yesterday I did do this too. Cynthia Fodor retired, this week, 28 years. And right before that, Dan Winters had retired from News Center 13 as well.
Yep.
I think he was 12. I don't think people realize, and I listen to Murph and Andy as you do as well at different points of time during
right.
the day.
I love me some Murph. You know that.
For Andy, to do that 5 o'clock morning show. I mean, he gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and goes to bed at like 7 o'clock at night. You don't know how much time these individuals actually put in and what a difficult job it is to do what they do. Even though people say the same thing, well, you're just reading off a prompter or you're just talking sports. It's not as easy as it seems.
Yeah.
So, congrats.
I heard that on Colin Cowherd the other day is his only time he ever had an interaction with Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta spotted him in a restaurant bar, came across, and Coward's like, what is going to happen here? Comes up and says, dude, love your show. How do you talk to yourself for 3 hours?
That is a sad day that Ray Liotta is.
I know, but I mean, it was neat that he had a story. And trust me, the days I'm not here, you do a very good job of talking to yourself for two hours.
I've been doing it for 56 years. I'm an only child. I've had many, many, many conversations with many different ones of me.
I was going to say, when I hear you talk back to yourself, I'll text you, okay?
Yeah, yesterday probably would have been a pretty good day to do that. TJ Otzelberger got a contract extension through 2027, took him from 750 to 1.2.
That's a nice bump.
You get to the Sweet 16. You
yeah.
With a a roster when you came on board of four players.
Mm-hmm.
And four players that you've never heard of before.
That's what do we say? Some people like the transfer portal, some don't.
Yep.
He gets it.
Crazy two crazy things, and I just wanted to get your reaction.
Yep.
Fred Hoiberg yesterday, it was 7 years that he actually had left Iowa State to go coach the Chicago Bulls or be the general manager. I can't remember which one he did
first. Coach.
7 years ago. Doesn't it seem like it was like 14 years ago?
Yeah.
7 years ago yesterday.
Well, the way his career is going to Nebraska, it feels like he's been there 10 years.
Exactly. And he has not.
Sorry, Freddie.
And here is one I'm starting to get to your point of view, but I still don't think it's going to matter. That 23rd civil lawsuit just came out against Deshaun Watson.
Really?
Dude, I didn't know. I can almost guarantee you that there are not 23 massage or whatever
there was 40,
in the general vicinity of
there's him. 40 incidences spoke of. 18 said it was consensual.
It's crazy.
Okay?
Crazy, crazy.
Yeah, you start reading into that, you just go, oh.
Yeah,
so,
that's...
So did the odds change for
no,
for
Cleveland? No, I don't. I don't think they did because I right. don't think the NFL is going to do anything.
I know.
I told you before, I thought they'd give him like four because that'd be a fourth of the season. I don't think they're going to do anything. I think they're going to say, we've had people do much worse.
I know.
That's what they're going
to
say.
But I also like to think there's some evolution going with the opposed to just sweeping it under the rug to we've got to address this. You know, they're trying to expand their viewership to whether it's not just, you know, the dudes sitting around in a bar watching it. It's there's a
females.
Whole, you know, female.
Female's a huge
part of
that.
It and trying to branch out and stuff. So.
LeBron James, as of today, became the first NBA player to make over $1 billion or be considered to be a billionaire while still playing. There's a lot of them that are now. I mean, Shaq.
Not kid. Player money. You're saying
no, just
net worth.
Net worth of, right, okay. of over yeah. a billion while still playing.
Right.
Michael went over that after he got out of basketball. And there's been many of them that have yep. gotten to that point now. Just quickly, and I'll talk a little bit about this with Andrew too. So you said you didn't. So Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen played in a golf thing last night. It yep. went all 18 holes. Aaron Rodgers hit a putt. Tom Brady, really good golfer now. Aaron Rodgers, really good golfer. Patrick Mahomes, really, really good golfer. And Josh Allen, horrible. I don't even know if he could play an R foursome.
Right.
It was bad.
Well, I did hear that was it Josh Allen had Brady's combine picture on his golf ball.
He did. It was pretty
and
funny.
And then... What was it? Brady hit one. It was a little chunky. And he said, that's a little Josh Allen-y.
Little Josh Allen-y.
So I didn't watch it. I heard the highlights. I saw the putt by Aaron Rodgers with his little tiny ponytail in. Yeah. So.
Sometimes I wish that Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers would be on separate because they're right. much better. Because they were together. The other time they were separate. And then having those two, because they're two of the quickest barb, you know.
Oh yeah, they would have been good with the ribbing going back and forth. So,
one of the biggest stories today is
Patty Mahomes.
Does Tua have a stronger arm than you or I?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I don't know. The other one, and you talked about this one too. We have like 30 seconds. Phil Knight and Dodgers co-owner Alan Smolinski,
yeah, making a bid,
have
on
made
the...
a $2 billion offer sure. for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Yeah. Let me grab my wallet.
That's Microsoft money. So that's Paul Allen's estate is who owns the Portland Trail Blazers right now since he passed away.
It's not Microsoft money. It's Nike money.
No, it's Paul Allen, not Phil Knight. It's Paul Allen.
I thought Phil Knight made the bid to buy the team.
No, Phil Knight. Did he's dealing with Paul Allen's
oh,
family?
Oh yeah. I know.
Which
okay,
is Microsoft yeah. money,
right? So you got Nike money against
Microsoft money.
Sure, why
yeah.
not?
$2 billion, man. That's not very much money. Well, you exactly. are Microsoft. No, I don't know. Okay, you are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. See that transition there?
Yeah,
whoa!
Yeah.
You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I And hopefully Andrew John will be in here right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
Keep an eye out for slow traffic 235 westbound from Windsor Heights through the west to Mixmaster. Keep an eye out in that area. Otherwise, I-35-80 is looking pretty good. 35 northbound from Ankeny to Ames is running smooth in both directions.
One cup at a time. Firebird's Woodfire Grill fights back against childhood cancer. Join Firebird's Woodfire Grill during Lemonade Days, June 10th through 12th, and all June long, as there are several ways to donate to Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation, whether ordering online or dining in. This report is sponsored by Firebird's Woodfire Grill.
Is your old car a strikeout?
Steer right one!
It's embarrassing to drive.
Steer right two!
Repair bills are piling up.
Steer right three!
You owe more than it's worth. Call that old car
out
today during my Drive It Out of the Park sales event. This deal's going to be a home run. Hey, Joe Clemens here from Capital City Motor Company. I'm celebrating two of America's favorite pastimes, baseball and driving. And Coach Joe's giving you the signal to lay down just $6 and drive home a nicer, newer car today. Are you riding the bench because of bad credit? My one and only, for the people, credit approval process goes to bat with our team of banks and lenders to help get you approved and back in the game. Join the big leagues and start driving a car you love. Come see us during my Drive It Out of the Park sales event and drive home a nicer, newer car for as low as $6 down. Hurry and score a new ride today, because this game won't go into extra innings. I'm Joe Clemens, and I'm your dealer for the people. Come see us at Capital City Motor Company in Des Moines on East University, one block off I-235 on the State Fair side. Call 265-1467 or online at approvedbyjoe.com. Approvedbyjoe.com. www.approvedbyjoe.com.
Subject to approval, some minimum requirements.
IndyCar returns to Iowa on Hy-Vee IndyCar Race Weekend, July 22nd to the 24th at Iowa Speedway. Join us for opening day on Friday. The Hy-VeeDeals.com 250, presented by DoorDash on Saturday. And the Hy-Vee Salute to Farmers 300, presented by Google on Sunday. Live music all weekend, including concerts by Tim McGraw, Florida Georgia Line, Blake Shelton, and Gwen Stefani. 50 food trucks featured in the Big Food Truck Challenge. The NTT IndyCar Series returns to the fastest short track on the planet. Get your tickets at HyVeeIndyCarWeekend.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All cleaning and protectant wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy two canisters of Armor All wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Two-thirds of young adults don't understand basic credit card knowledge. 48% of college students are unable to make a simple meal. One in three can't boil an egg. Teen dating violence affects millions of teenagers each year.
Wait, what if you could give our youth the tools they need to tackle these issues while they're still in school? Family and Consumer Sciences courses can help, and we've got the research to back it up. You might remember it as Home Ec. Today it's FCS, and we're still here.
Can you teach me how to handle the money I make?
We can.
What about careers?
We can.
Can you teach me about healthy ways I can cook?
We sure can.
What about what a healthy relationship looks like?
We can do that too.
Can you teach me the skills that I need so I won't need an adulting class once I'm out of high school?
We can definitely do that. Family and Consumer Sciences, your tools for life. Find us at iowafcs.com.
KBGG Des Moines and K267CY Des Moines, 101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station, online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Welcome back in, everybody. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Coming to you live from 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. buddy.
Always the most fun on the breaks, isn't it?
It is. Dude was like, I can't throw a ball far. Don't tell me I can't.
When your receiver is adamant that he's inaccurate, please don't.
Yes.
You don't need to.
Tyreek Hill always had to go out during interviews and go, yeah, Patrick Mahomes is a good thrower of the ball.
I don't even look where I throw.
Yeah. I can look the other way and throw 85 yards.
Oh, Lord. Oh. That's good stuff.
Whoosh.
All right.
You can check us out on Twitter at happy hour_SS or